Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It is January 25th, 2022. This is Fightful Wrestling, and it's our Royal Rumble prediction show brought to you by NordVPN.com/Fightful, as well as Blue Chew. We're going to make our Royal Rumble predictions. We got Spencer Love here of Love Wrestling. Spencer,
hello.
How you doing?
Man, I'm good. I'm excited. Like I was telling you before, well, when I hopped in your DMs, let's just be straight up with it. When I hopped in your DMs and said, I would love to do something with you. We've met a couple times. I'm lucky to have had an experience at SummerSlam a couple of times with you. And now it's nice to be on the other side of things and talking about my actual favorite pay-per-view of the year. I love me some SummerSlam, but holy hell, it's the Rumble, man.
Our Royal Rumble or our SummerSlam experiences have got to be like the World Cup. They'll happen every 2 years at least, which I don't know if you're going this year, but I got some intel. This year's going to be pretty big, the week surrounding it. But
well, it is the biggest show of the summer.
That's true. And they moved it to July, of course, to make it even easier for me. I love that. But we got Royal Rumble to talk about. We've got some really, really big matches, some with foregone conclusions. We encourage you guys, check out NordVPN.com/Fightful for all your VPN needs. You can prevent travel restrictions whenever you're watching your shows on the go. You can watch region block shows, all that good stuff. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Spencer, I don't know how into the NFL you are, but I almost drove across the state of Missouri just to watch a Bengals game this weekend.
I am not an NFL guy by any means. Like, my team was always the Colts because I hated Tom Brady as a kid, but that's about the extent of it. But I am vicariously living through you, my friend. It's always nice when, like, friends' teams, oh.
Vicariously live through these.
Gorgeous.
From my friends at GOI Kicks. There's the cheap
hell
plug for them. Look at that. That's fur right there. Probably not real. Probably not real Bengal fur.
From a Bengal?
I don't think that he hunted down a Bengal. I don't. But I'm going to pretend that he did. Check
Fun
out
fact,
my friend.
He took it from Joe Burrow's last haircut.
Indeed. Check out my friend at GOI Kicks. And I'll use that to transition into our first match. Edge and Beth Phoenix, who both have shoes from GOI Kicks. Beth wore hers.
Well done.
She wore hers last night on Raw. The Divas of Doom shoes. Taking on Miz and Maryse. To me, this is a no-brainer. It's Edge and Beth Phoenix. There are a few matches that I think that are foregone conclusions on this show. It's got to be Edge and Beth Phoenix.
Completely agree with you, man. But, like, full credit to all of them, this was not something I would have ever lined up when you were talking about Edge dream matches prior to him coming back. Full credit to The Miz, but he was never one of the guys that you would say, they got to go up against each other at some point, and they've killed it. Like, in my opinion, if it wasn't for Cowboy Brock, like, this would quite easily be the best build on the way to the Rumble. And I've really enjoyed what they've been putting out over the last few weeks. Like, it's cliche to say, man, but, like, WWE always steps it up on their roads to WrestleMania and the road to the Royal Rumble and all that sort of good stuff. So it's been entertaining, and this has certainly been a highlight of it for me.
Guys, get in your super chats. If you're watching on youtube.com/Fightful, subscribe, leave a thumbs up. You can also donate a humper chat. Jay Larkin had one that I think we missed on last night's show. It said first ever humper chat. AJ Styles and Austin Theory humped. I want AJ fighting for a strap at Mania. Well, that leads us to Becky Lynch versus Doudrop, because it's very, very likely that one of these two women, Becky Lynch being the one, is going to be fighting for the strap at WrestleMania. I don't think there's any chance they put this title on Doudrop. I think it's pretty clear, considering some of the rumors, the direction that maybe they have for Becky Lynch. Doudrop ain't among them, though. I like her work that she's done over the last couple of weeks, the promo and the in-ring offense last week, but Becky's got to take this.
Yeah, they've done a really good job with Doudrop and making her a credible threat, again, to use another cliche with it. But like, even in the match where Doudrop was set up as the number one contender, Becky made it very clear that like Bianca's the one in her sights. Like, it always sits poorly with me, is the best way to put it, when like you sort of denigrate one of your challengers or one of the people that you're supposed to be presenting, like I said, as like a credible threat, and they're sort of sloughed off for a bit. You know, it takes a little bit away on my end of things, but it's going to be a hell of a match. We were talking before this, like there's really no reason to ever expect an actually bad match out of anyone in WWE at this point. So hell, I'm excited. Not a fan of how we got here, but I'm excited we're there.
Hannah says it's my favorite person, Spencer
Hannah,
Love.
Hello.
You're Nick Gage's favorite person too. I watched you serenade Nick Gage.
Let me tell you, by the third verse of serenading Nick Gage very clearly did not want to be serenaded anymore. He really enjoyed the first two verses. And then I remember I came back in early on the third verse because I got nervous because I was singing to Nick Gage. And then he really didn't like my vocals from that point on. Either way, though, I'm glad he enjoyed the first little bit. Hi, Hannah. Nice to see you. You're one of my favorite people. You're my favorite person, too.
Plugo says, donation to the SRS fund via the spinny budget. I do like that most of your budget goes to me. That is something that I'm definitely in favor of. That's something.
If it's going to go anywhere, and I'm trying to look at the glass half full, I'm glad it's going. There we go. I'm glad it's going there.
Right here. Hold on. Let me show you guys suggested retail price on these beauties. Where is it?
You're just showing off your name and your picture.
Yeah, now. There we go.
That's all you're doing.
There we go. Where is it? 1500, I think it says.
Oh, I thought you were showing the 23. I was like, 23 bucks.
That'd be a good deal. That'd be a really good deal, actually. Oh, we've got a couple of matches that I kind of want to predict simultaneously. Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins, Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley. Now, I think it's kind of important to predict these at the same time because I feel
one
like
that's the other.
Yeah, and I think one might lose this. Either they both win and it's a unification at Mania, or one loses and the person who loses wins the Rumble and challenges for that other person's title. How do you see this going with either of these matches? I don't see Lashley beating Lesnar, but maybe that would be something that would really push his career over the top beyond that and be quite the feather in his cap. I do think Rollins could beat Reigns, but I mean, is this how you want to end the reign?
I'm calling it now. I'm calling Seth Rollins. I might as well be confident with it.
He's got as over as he's been in a long time.
Exactly. If I remember correctly, he was scheduled to win that Fatal 4-Way last month anyways, or day one. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they're going to unify him. I really don't. Like, at that point, you make the men's Royal Rumble meaningless. Like, what does the winner get? Do you turn that into a triple threat? Where do you go from there if you are having a champion versus champion match at Mania? Like, I think there's a lot of legs with Seth Rollins. Like you said, he's over like Rover. Kevin Owens has the history with Roman Reigns, and he, you know, the Usos have already been nullified as threats there. I'm going Rollins, and I'm going take Cowboy Brock to the moon, man. That guy can reign and like lay it down when he decides to retire. I don't care. Every week, Sean, I ask myself, how will Brock Lesnar get more awesome? And then he brings out a cowboy hat last night and he's tipping it to the crowd on his way out.
He's going to have Spurs one week.
I made my first order on WWE Shot since the Rusev Day shirts. I got the Lesnar. I got the Lesnar plaid.
I wish they didn't have that logo on the back. Like, they always got to put something on the back.
They have to have the logo on the back. It's got to be. There can't be cool wrestling merch, Sean. There just simply can't be, unless you go to lovewrestling.ca/shop and pick up one of these bad boys or our brand new Live, Laugh, Love wrestling shirts that launched last week.
I'm going with Rollins and Lesnar to win. And we talked about the love budget earlier, and we're about to talk about stiff competition in the Royal Rumble. If you want to fit something within your love budget, get a hard erect penis with BlueChew.com and the code Fightful.
Oh, pointing BlueChew, that way.
Yeah, BlueChew brings you a chewable with the brings you the first chewable, rather, with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So, you know, they work, but they work on your schedule or maybe not your schedule. Maybe, you know, you're wanting to do your ritual in intervals. Maybe you're looking to go the full hour. You know, maybe you just want to play the Iron Man or woman. I mean, well, this isn't for women. So, I mean, you probably shouldn't if you're a woman. But
I don't know what that'd even do.
I'm not sure either, but you work with their online physicians, you're prescribed, it ships straight to your door in a discreet package. You don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy or the doctor's office when you use BlueChew.com code Fightful. And we mentioned that love budget. How about the price of on the house? You get your first shipment free when you use the code Fightful. Just pay $5 shipping. It's not about having a problem. It's about that performance. You want that Rumble performance. And you know, the Royal Rumble match or the pay-per-view changed significantly a few years ago. They added a second one. You know what? If you want to go multiple rounds, Blue Chew is what you want. BlueChew.com and the code Fightful. We thank them for sponsoring this show.
So, actual question, how much prep did you put into that?
Zero.
Nicely done.
None.
Shit, you're good. I mean, there's a reason you're on top, Sean.
That was one of my worst, actually. But
I thought you did well.
Yeah. Royal Rumble
Somebody
matches.
Thinks I'm weird for pointing with my thumb though in the comments, so that's fine.
Really? Who is it?
Well,
is
I was gonna do this, and then I had to adjust on the fly.
Pat Fannin. Oh man, women's Royal Rumble so far, the confirmed entrants. Nikki A.S.H., Aaliyah, Natalya, Mickie James, Shayna Baszler, Summer Rae, Tamina, Dana Brooke, Kelly Kelly, Rhea Ripley, Lita, Naomi, Nikki Bella, Brie Bella, Carmella, Queen Zelina, Michelle McCool, Shotzi, Charlotte Flair, Bianca Belair, and Liv Morgan. Now, I don't want us to spoil anything for anybody that's out there, so we won't discuss any potential spoiler names, but Billie Kay, Peyton Royce, the former Billie Kay, Peyton Royce, said that they're not doing it. They were reached out about it. They didn't do it. To me, that was a bigger deal than them reaching out to Mickie James, because I just assumed Mickie James didn't have a contract. Yeah. And she was a free agent. Billie Kay and Peyton Royce, now Cassie Lee and Jess McKay, they do have contracts. So what that shows me is that anything's possible.
Anything's possible in the World Wrestling Federation, Sean.
Yes. Anything can happen in the World Wrestling Federation, indeed. Who do you think wins this? And if you want to throw a flyer of a name that's not mentioned, feel free to do so.
Of the listed competitors, yeah. I would have
We'll go listed and then anybody.
Cool. I would have no issue with Bianca Belair going back to back. And I think that'd be a real, like, you know, you talk about star-making moments, and not that she's not already, but like, if my memory serves me correctly, Stone Cold's the only guy who's actually gone back to back, correct? Like, imagine what that'd do for someone like a Bianca Belair, who's still got so much room to grow and still so much room for accomplishments. And again, those star making moments, but like, I don't know if they'll do it. I also wouldn't have an issue with Nikki Bella. I think there's a really cool story to be told there. Like, she was shocking for me. Like, the fact that you wouldn't have her as one of the surprises, and I know there are a few individuals that had tied to, but like, her coming back at number 30, I never had heard any rumors that she'd been cleared or anything like that. Like, that would have absolutely shocked me in a way that, like,
swimsuit, check. Sunscreen, check. Phone charger, check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Even Edge, I don't think would have. You know, you heard the rumors prior to him coming back. He denied that he was coming back. You never heard anything out of Nikki Bella.
They always deny it. They always deny it, and then it happens.
Still, what was it? He's like, still not, still won't be, or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice one. As far as like a potential surprise, I don't know if they'll be cleared in time, but if Bayley's good to go, Bayley's got to win it. I think that setting her up versus either Becky Lynch or Charlotte Flair, so much money to be made there. She was doing, and it's incredible to say that Bayley, this lovable NXT good girl, was doing the best work of her career as like this obnoxious heel. But she was. She absolutely was heading into, was it Money in the Bank? Or no, Hell in the Cell last year was her last match, if I remember right. And then injury happens. Haven't seen her since. She'd be huge, but I got no idea.
So if we're going based on announced names, I would have to say Bianca would be the one that makes sense. I think if the Bella Twins are going to have a run, it'll be as a team, and they probably should win the tag team titles at WrestleMania, yeah. Especially if you're rocking two nights, 16, 17, 18 matches, give them a title win, give them their moment. They helped usher in a lot of fans to the Total Divas era of a lot of, like, there were so many people that discovered WWE because of that. Yep. As far as unannounced names, Ronda seems like it makes an awful lot of sense. Ronda versus Becky is a WrestleMania main event.
Hell yeah, it is.
If not her, God, I have always wanted a four horsewomen main event for WrestleMania. And if you're doing two nights, it is so easy to do it. And you got to do it, because they didn't do it with the Shield when they had the chance. And I think they'll always regret that, unless Moxley eventually comes back, which I don't think is out of the realm of possibility. But I don't know if Bayley's ready. WWE internally, they were told Sasha wasn't going to be ready for the Rumble like a day after her injury. And they've since kind of announced that. So I don't know if there's a clear path to that type of match unless they do some sort of unification. If they do unification night one, unification night two, and I don't want that. I'm not of the belief that a brand split needs less titles, because they already minimize stakes as much as possible. Hannah brings up a good point. They owe it to Bayley after Mania last year. They owe a lot of things. They owe a lot of things to Bayley after Mania last year. Hannah mentioned HBK went back to back. So did Hogan and Austin. Austin won 97-98. But
I'm not all that well versed on my Hogan history for some reason.
he's not well versed on history or on the right side of it. So there you go. Guys, remember, get in your super chats, get in your humper chats. We will have a post show. We'll have two post shows. We were like Eric Cartman looking at his mom. Could we perhaps have two Royal Rumble post shows? Why, yes. Yes, we can have two Royal Rumble post shows. We're going to have one on the main feed. And then if you like a little bit more of a sour review, Fightful Select is going to have Alex and Kate doing one. And then probably when I get home next week, I'm going to do one on FightfulSelect.com too. So maybe you'll have three Mega Rangers. Yes, you will.
None of which I will be appearing on.
None of which. But you did get asked. Let's tell the people why you won't be on the post show, because we did ask you.
Well, Spencer was going to be on the post show, but Spencer has family traditions to take care of. It is the one pay-per-view a year that I watch with my entire family. So Spencer Spencer deemed himself unfit for public consumption, especially for a post-Royal Rumble event, is the best way I can keep that.
He's going to be pissed drunk.
There you go.
He's going to be pissed drunk. And I respect that. I respect Thank you. That.
It'll be Nick Gage karaoke levels.
Oh, man. That was a good performance, too. Like, Thank that was you. Just straight up a good performance.
I appreciate it. You got to play to the crowd. Although I still remember, see, here's the little things that come back is like, you know, you extend the mic, you get the crowd involved. Yes. And like two people completely no-sold me on the keep your hands to yourself line, which was real disappointing.
Do you remember the guy who did Regulate? He was good too.
He was incredible. And AJ Gray's Break Stuff, like that's literally, I've emailed him a couple of times hoping to interview him. And that's my pitch is like, hey, can I interview you about like Limp Bizkit?
Well, we do.
So that's probably why I haven't gotten an email back.
We do have the men's Royal Rumble. Now, reminder, guys, FightfulSelect.com. I posted a bit of a scoop earlier on a name that's being discussed for the Royal Rumble. Be cognizant of people who want to avoid spoilers, guys, because the Royal Rumble is a special time for people. Still got to do my job, but we're going to have scoops on the Royal Rumble all week. It is important to note, like, we dropped this inside the Royal Rumble feature this week. It's inside the Royal Rumble too. A lot of the talent find out the day before that they are being asked to do the Royal Rumble. So nothing is set until the match happens. And even then, they're going to have alternates. They're going to have people on hand. There's going to be extras there because of the world we live in with COVID and all that. Hannah, do you remember the guy who was screeching? Yes. Yes.
Unfortunately.
Somebody says Warren G was Regulate. No, we meant the guy who sang it at karaoke, my friend. I know who Nate Dogg and Warren G are. Don't be ridiculous. Oh, man. So the entrance for the men's Royal Rumble so far, Johnny Knoxville, Rey Mysterio, Dominic Mysterio, The Street Profits, Austin Theory, Sheamus, Damian Priest, AJ Styles, Big E, Sami Zayn, Kofi Kingston, Madcap Moss, and Happy Corbin, Kevin Owens, Dolph Ziggler, Robert Roode, Randy Orton, Riddle, Gable, Otis, and Omos. Who stands out to you on that list and then in totality?
It's unpredictable in the worst of ways for me this year. Like, there's not really anybody that's standing out all that much. Like, every year you can pick two or three, but this year there's no one.
Eight AJ former world Styles. Champions, three former Royal Rumble winners, but none of them jump off the page to me as you're going to win this.
No. And for that reason, like I think it's either going to be a surprise or it's going to be like you're Randy Orton or it's going to like my initial thought, man, AJ Styles and how you fit that guy in or anything like that. I really don't know, but AJ Styles at Mania challenging for a championship has some panache to it. So
it sure There's does.
My shout. There's my shout. Whether sure I believe does. It myself or not, I don't know.
I think AJ should eliminate Omos. I think that's what you do. To me, based on what I've seen out of Omos, this is another tool to help somebody else either get a moment or get over. Because to me, Omos in the ring doesn't quite have what they need for him to be like whatever it is that they want. I mean, he's just as competent as Great Khali, and they put the title on him, but it's a different time now. So I think there are a few things. There's Omos getting eliminated. There's Omos getting knocked off his feet, body slammed, and eventually beaten. There are four moments that you can capitalize on with Omos over the next year or so. But I think that AJ Styles is the most likely of those listed to win. I wouldn't mind Big E, but they don't seem to have that plan for him. Otherwise, I got to go with either Lesnar or Reigns. And yeah. I believe both of the losers are going to be in this Royal Rumble match. I think Lashley will pop back up in the Rumble later on. And either Reigns or Lesnar will pop up. And I think one of them will probably win it. And we've got some super chats. Planet Dan says, do you think Zayn versus Knoxville at Mania like Bad Bunny last year? No, I think that this is pretty much the extent of it because Jackass releases in February. So I think that would be about it. Joe Poland says, if Seth beats Roman, I pick KO to win to further that story into Mania. That would be a lot of fun.
That'd be fantastic.
And WWE loves to go back to things and do them a million times. And they did Seth and KO at Mania. But the story is a lot better right now, too.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and dumb to say, but you'll have fans.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that'll add so much to a match with those two guys, excuse me, that why not run it back if you got the opportunity? Sort of had like a lost WrestleMania almost. You can play that back again and again.
Mr. CJ Lilly says, SRS, when are you posting the Alexa news? Is one of the reasons I'm excited. She always gets a great pop. The crowd always boos when she's out. The Alexa news I'm posting will be on Select this week. It should be. It should be, unless something pushes it out, because I got a lot of Rumble news this week. But it's nothing in relation to the Rumble or crowd pop or anything. It's about her vignettes. But FightfulSelect.com for the scoop. Justin Peterson says, will Mickie James have a decent showing, or will they just punk her out in a minute, diminishing the open door scenario? So she has mentioned that bringing up the Knockouts title was part of the deal to have her in it. I think she should be the Iron Woman. I think that would be a nice way to say, sorry about Piggy James. Sorry about bringing you back without having anything to do. Sorry about the trash bag. Here is a 45, 50-minute performance. Show out. We're sorry. If you ever come back, this shit won't happen again, even though it absolutely will.
All I hope is that they let her enter to hardcore country. Will it happen? No, probably.
Her other theme is so iconic.
That's exactly it. Is like if she had a shitty WWE theme, I'd push a lot harder for it. But
yeah,
it's so cool. It's so cool.
Listen, I don't want her coming out to hardcore country unless Eric Young is there with the cowbell. That's the only way. You got to get the entrance, and he's got to do it all the way down to the ring.
You need
the
more cowbell. It's a standing rule. It ain't just a sketch.
Oh, man. Guys, we will have a post show for the Royal Rumble. I will be live on the scene. I'm going to be getting you guys all kinds of scoops. We're doing some interviews on the scene, some community events as well. So if you're in St. Louis, come say hi. Don't breathe directly into anybody's face. Do the fist bump. Take precautions. All that good stuff. And check out the Inside the Royal Rumble 2 feature. It is out for audio, video, a 9,500-word feature. We also did one last year because I know a lot of you are new to Fightful. But we got somebody saying, SRS, any updates on Asuka coming back? How about this? FightfulSelect.com. Subscribe today. But Spencer does an awful lot of cool stuff. Spencer, what do you got going on?
I like to think I do some neat stuff. I'm actually in the next little bit interviewing Love Doug. I'm real excited for that one, obviously. Thematically fitting. And it ain't just me, which is kind of the nice thing. I've gotten to take the last little bit off because we've got a lot of great people at Love Wrestling doing what they love in professional wrestling. I'm really trying to avoid using that word as often as I do, but you sort of have to when it's both the brand and the theme.
Yeah.
So if you want to check us out, lovewrestling.ca is where you can get everything in one fell swoop. But we're on every website, every video player, audio player, anything out there that you can possibly find. So if you want to look us up there, it is at lovewrestling.ca. Previews, reviews, breaking news, interviews, all of that good stuff from the wide world of professional wrestling.
Guys, check out our fanny packs at shop.fightful.com. I pushed for these.
Oh, man, I've got mine in my living room. I would have brought mine out.
So good. Look.
Oh, that's a clean
zipper.
Doesn't that
just sound magnificent?
That's a clean zipper there.
It's a heck of a zipper. Guys, leave a thumbs up on this video. Until next time, we're out.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.